Steve, thanks. It's me, Bill Leff. It's her, Kurt Wendy Snyder.
Wagner.
And Kurt has a song now that Wendy has written.
It's a Spidey theme song.
Yeah. Do you like this? Wendy's writing it as we speak.
I'm done. That was it.
It was great.
Thank you.
That was a great song. Kurt Wagner is the owner and proprietor of TVShowPatrol.com. If you have a love for television, visit TVShowPatrol.com.
And even if you don't.
Even if you hate television,
yes.
Come visit the website. Kurt, this is when it gets good right about now, because you have all the new shows coming out. You have all the favorites, returning shows all premiering.
Yes, sir.
This is the best time of the year for television.
It is.
Nothing's been canceled yet. Everybody has high hopes.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe 2 weeks from now, we'll start seeing the first cancellations.
That's when it declines. Because this was a game I used to play with friends of mine. We would look through the schedules of what was coming up, and we would all make a pick as to which show would be canceled. Do you ever do that?
Yeah.
Canceled first.
I haven't actually done that for this year, though, but the stuff that I won't watch is stuff that probably will stay.
What's
on
your
a while.
Guess? What'll be the first show to go?
I don't even know. I couldn't even tell you. Yeah,
you're too optimistic for that sort of thing.
I am pretty optimistic.
All right, let's go through some of the shows that'll be premiering Friday, September 16th, which is today. We get Fleabag. What is Fleabag?
Oh, it's this British joint that is about a woman who is sort of depressed and things haven't gone right for her, and she's on the London dating scene, and it's just sort of her misadventures.
And is it already an existing show in England, or is this something new to America only?
I don't know. I think it might be new all over.
Yeah. All right. That's Fleabag, and you can get that again where?
It's on the Flix, right?
On the Flix.
Well, is it on the Flix or is it Amazon?
I think that one's on
it's Amazon.
Amazon.
It is
what
Amazon.
Word do you think of to follow Fleabag every time you hear that
hotel.
Word?
Hotel.
Yep.
Fleabag Hotel. That's the adjective that we used to describe.
I thought it was motel, but
or sometimes motel, sure. Motel or hotel. Now, there's an influx. We talked about this a little bit last week. There's a bunch of shows about the death of JonBenet Ramsey. And on Sunday, CBS has a documentary about this, right?
Yes, it's a three-night documentary series.
We had someone from the Investigative Discovery Channel, and that is kind of like the National Enquirer
version.
Sort of.
Yeah.
They claim they had new information, but this is the one I really am looking forward to.
Yeah, that one, I think there was some controversy over that one, like how its final reveal or something, but I can't remember if that was exactly the one. There's been so many of them.
But this one,
they actually got all the original investigators.
Yeah.
And a bunch of people involved in the original case and brought them together. They rebuilt parts of the Ramsey household to CSI the heck out of it, I guess. And apparently they don't say that they've have some kind of smoking gun or anything, but I think they all come to a unanimous conclusion about
who did it.
Who did it.
Really?
Yes.
How could they be accurate? Because they did a mock-up of the house. They rebuilt the house, essentially. But wouldn't you have to actually go to the real house to really pull this off?
I think the idea is that since it's all the original investigators and then some new folks, new experts, that you have the historical part of that with the what they saw when they saw it. And I'm sure that house was measured down to the iota.
Mm-hmm.
And so when they rebuilt it, I think it's just to maybe pace off some stuff. I don't know for sure.
All right. So that starts on Sunday.
Because I am not an investigator.
No, I know. You've made that clear in the past. We've asked Kurt to solve some crimes for us. And
he's
he
not that good
us,
at it.
He
gotta
says,
be honest
I'm not an
with
investigator.
You,
and the reason for all the JonBenet mania is that this is the 20th anniversary of her death.
Yeah.
Sad. In December, why is it not coming in December? I guess because around the holidays you wouldn't watch it.
This is
that might be that exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. This is more of a big ratings get this time.
I mean, I think CBS is probably the others have already been on, but I think CBS believed that, ours is the top notch one.
Yeah.
And it's during prime time, new season week and everything, so everybody's eyes are on television.
That makes sense. On Monday, we get on NBC a new sitcom called The Good Place. What is The Good Place?
Oh, The Good Place is really funny. I've actually seen the first two episodes. It stars Ted Danson, everybody's favorite white-haired gentleman.
Becker.
And
everyone loves him from Becker.
And
everyone's grandma loves him from Becker.
That's a truer statement.
Yeah.
And then, now I'm not going to think of the actress's name.
Ruth Buzzy?
No, not Ruth Buzzy. But she...
Phil.
Wouldn't that be a great show?
Yeah.
Becker and Ruth Buzzy fighting crime.
So the idea is that this woman dies and she goes to the good place.
Yeah.
It's not heaven as we like to think of it.
Yeah.
But as Ted Danson's character explains, he's in charge of this place.
Yeah.
He's like the one who built, this is the place that he built for God, basically.
Yeah.
Kristen Bell?
Yeah, Kristen Bell.
Oh.
And he screws up. This is his first time doing this, and he screws up because he thinks he gets her name right, but he gets all of her facts wrong. So, you know, they build your house when you go to the good place to be everything that you like.
Yeah.
Like her house is, I don't know, what do they call it? Some kind of Icelandic style.
Uh-huh.
And a primitive Icelandic style. And then she has a bunch of clown pictures on the wall because she loves clowns.
Really?
And so Kristen Bell's character never says anything the whole time he's introducing her and showing her this stuff. And then she confesses to this guy later on, you know what? None of these memories are mine. I hate clowns. I don't know what primitive Icelandic style is. I'm not that person. He's got my name right, but nothing else. And so then things start to go wrong.
Oh.
In the good place. Like there's storms that involve flying shrimp because she stole a bunch of shrimp at this place. It's very bizarre. It's like, you know, sort of off in a great way, but it's really funny. And there's a moment in the second episode where Ted Danson does something that, you know, I may have laughed so hard I had an accident.
Oh, great. So it will induce that sort of behavior.
I mean, it was funny. Right, it was a funny moment, yeah.
All right. Well,
an unexpected moment.
They're both very likable. Kristen Bell is, yeah. Ted Danson's,
yeah, and they're very likable in this. I think it's really just odd. It's just odd enough maybe to catch on. Okay. Or everybody will hate it.
The Good Place, NBC Monday. Designated Survivor, that's Kiefer Sutherland's new show.
Yeah, right? And I really like that. I've only seen the first episode, which is unfortunate because I would love to see more so that I can give a more informed opinion.
Does he talk like this?
No, always. He doesn't.
No?
But I think people will like it as long as they understand it is not Jack Bauer as president.
Yeah.
You know, it's Kiefer Sutherland, and actually his character is, I don't know, the assistant director, or no, some kind of director of housing or something like that, or the secretary of housing. And
he's like 50th in line, yes, of succession to,
right,
be president.
But, you know, every time that all the bigwigs in Washington get together, they have one person, the designated survivor. And this is a real thing. They have a designated survivor who goes and hides out, basically, you know, because if something would happen to everybody in one place, then the line of succession continues.
Right.
And so he's chosen to do that. And, you know, the worst thing happens that could happen, and he becomes president. And he's like sort of a milquetoasty guy who's not very, you know, he's not really, you know, a power player, I guess. And so he has, I think the story will be him forcing him to become that.
Right.
But then there's also the intrigue of this terrorist attack. That
sounds really good.
Yeah, I loved the first episode, and I wanted to see more. Right away.
That's,
you know,
a good sign.
The way it ended, I wanted to see more. So I have high hopes for it.
All right. That is the best sign, isn't it?
Yeah.
When it's over, if you go keep,
yeah,
this going.
Yeah.
And let's do one more, a show that premieres on Thursday, and it's called Easy, and that's kind of all I know about it.
Yeah, I actually just saw the, they filmed that here earlier this year. I just saw the trailer for that, and it's funny because it has so many big name. Well, it has so many comedic actors in it,
mm-hmm,
that it's almost like, you know, it's like this all-star cast, but none of the, but I don't think many of them are like
not household names.
Yeah. Yeah, like I think Ellie Kemper's in it, but it's eight episodes, and I think each episode's a different story. And Joe Swanberg did it, who films a lot of his stuff in Chicago. He's done a lot of movies and stuff, but it's just sort of that, you know, this is what happens, and it's like different couples, and then each a different love
little
story.
Vignettes.
Yeah, like, yeah, a little vignette thing. And it looks really good from the trailer, which I just watched, but that's about all I know about it.
You can see that show,
but
Easy,
that's on Netflix.
Netflix
next Thursday.
All right, very, very good. We'll talk more about television, what's coming up, and the Emmy Awards are going to be Sunday with Jimmy Kimmel, so we'll get a little preview of that with Kurt Wagner of TVShowPatrol.com. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN. I want to applaud the texter who asked Kurt this question. When will Blansky's Beauties be coming back? Blansky's Beauties was a very obscure sitcom around 1980 with Nancy Walker and Karen Kay. It's never coming back.
It was that late? I didn't even think it was that late.
I just texted him back, you got me.
That's hysterical.
I thought it sounded familiar, and I was trying to answer some text questions,
sure,
off the air.
Was, yeah, that a spinoff of Charlie's Angels?
No, it was not.
My God.
No, it was not. It was not. The Emmy Awards are Sunday night. That's the biggest night for people who have been involved in television. It's their Academy Awards, the
right.
Emmy Awards.
Get your tux, Bill.
Already have one. Don't worry. Jimmy Kimmel is hosting again this year.
On ABC.
He's great. Mm-hmm. Very funny.
He is
very
great.
Very funny guy. What can we expect from this year's Emmys? Is there a show that is like the hottest show on television
that
everybody goes?
People versus O.J. Simpson.
That's up for
still?
Several.
And
well, it's up for a bunch
for
of
the
awards.
Emmys, yeah, it's up for a ton
bunch.
Of Emmys. And Game of Thrones, I think, had the most in the nominations. Yeah. So I think we can expect a lot of people from those shows.
You know what's funny about the fact that The People versus O.J. Simpson is nominated for so many awards? When it first came on, and Wendy and I were huge fans of the show, but even we were saying, it's so hokey that it's almost great in how hokey it is. But everybody kind of...
See, I didn't think it was as hokey as you guys thought
it was. Travolta, need I say more?
Okay, there were a few. I mean,
but I loved
we did
it.
Talk about how it seemed like Travolta was in another show.
Yeah.
Like he was, like he thought he was in a comedy and everybody
right.
else thought they were in
a, drama.
A serious drama. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sarah Paulson was amazing.
Yeah, she's nominated for Best Actress. They're in the limited series category, so I believe that she will win. Hands down,
she was a dead-on Marcia Clark voice action.
She perfect?
Yeah,
and
she's
if she doesn't win, I will be that'll be the biggest shocker ever. I think.
Look, do you want to go? Can we go through some of the major categories
sure.
with you really quickly? Okay, for outstanding drama, you have The Americans, Better Call Saul, Downton Abbey, Game of Thrones, Homeland, House of Cards, and Mr. Robot. Boy, that's a lot of good competition in there.
Yes. And I think it'll be Game of Thrones year again. I think they won last year for the first time. But because they had so many nominations, I think this will probably... It'll
that
probably,
helps them.
You know, it might be like a sort of sweep type thing. I think that helps them. The spoiler, I think, might be Mr. Robot because it got so much press in its first season and was such a new, exciting way of doing TV. You know, it was a lot different.
Can I point something out very quickly? If you look at that list of outstanding dramas on television... The Americans is on FX. Better Call Saul is on AMC. Downton Abbey is on PBS. Game of Thrones is on HBO. Homeland is on Showtime. House of Cards is on Netflix. Mr. Robot is on USA. You don't have a single category from ABC, NBC, CBS, or
right.
Fox.
Exactly.
There's not a single contestant from any of those. Isn't that hard to imagine that that's how television has changed?
Yeah.
But I network mean, TV doesn't take enough risks.
You're right.
That's really the bottom line.
That's a huge part of it.
Yeah, it is. And I think, you know, they have to, they're sort of beholden to ratings and they can't be that niche because of that. And then they can't be too racy because of advertisers.
Right.
So
that holds
them
back a little
bit. They're hemmed in a little bit, I think.
Just a bit, yeah. All right, lead actress, you have Taraji P. Henson from Empire, Claire Danes from Homeland, Robin Wright from House of Cards, Viola Davis from How to Get Away with Murder, Tatiana Maslany, she's an Orphan Black, and then Keri Russell from The Americans. Who do you think's year it'll be?
Well, I think, you know, The Americans had a breakthrough this year that they actually even got nominated at all for anything. But I think the fact that they got nominated for Best Show, Best Drama, mm-hmm. and that suddenly people are really discovering the show, I feel like it might be Keri Russell might sneak in there. That's going to be my
That'd be nice.
My wild guess. I mean, it would be awesome if Tatiana Maslany won, because I think that she's
more
amazing in that
role.
Because she plays so many different characters.
Yeah.
You know, she plays all these clones, and she's very different. Like, you really believe that she's not the same person playing those roles. But I don't know. I think that's still sci-fi stuff doesn't usually do that well. It's pretty amazing she even got nominated.
Can I throw in a wild card?
Sure.
Selma Diamond from Night Court.
Will you stop it now? Somebody's going, is Fantasy Island really coming back?
Oh, now everybody's got the jokes coming.
I know. Look what you started.
Oh, but, you know, that might be a real question.
I think
a real
that's
question,
legit.
A legit
they've
question.
Talked about Because
there's been so many shows, old shows, that have come back. I have not heard Fantasy Island, but I haven't heard everything. So
I'm serious. About
maybe.
3 months ago, I read somewhere.
I mean, Full House is back.
Right.
Fuller House.
You know, there's a lot of things that have come back.
Fantasy or Island.
Yeah.
Let's just do one more quick
Fantastical
category.
Fantastical Island.
Lead actor, you've got Bob Odenkirk from Better Call Saul, Kyle Chandler from Bloodline, Kevin Spacey from House of Cards, Rami Malek from Mr. Robot, Liev Schreiber from Ray Donovan, and Matthew Rhys from The Americans. Again, stiff competition all the way through. Who do you think will get it?
I think Rami Malek will, because Mr. Robot, again.
You go with the, I've noticed on all of these, you go with the ones that is the most obscure. Of all the different...
Yeah, which is probably why I never get a poll. <You're pulled laughs> like, my poll thing never wins. But I don't know. I just feel like, you know, people have taken notice of that show. It's currently in its second season and still spinning heads.
You know what's amazing to me, and Wendy, you know this, Bob Odenkirk grew up here in the western suburbs. I did stand-up with him for several years, knew him really well. Never in a million years, and I'm so proud of him for achieving what he's achieved, but never in a million years did I think the guy I was doing stand-up with would ever be nominated for best lead actor in a drama on television. That's how great he has grown over the years.
Yeah, and I think he's... Did he win a supporting actor when he was on...
Better Call Saul, or do you mean when he was on
Breaking Bad?
Well, it's the same character.
Right. He may have been nominated. Yeah. I don't think he's won.
I mean, what I love about it is that although this is a drama, there's so much funny stuff in there. It's really good.
Yeah.
Yep. You know, and that comes from, I think, that, you know, his background.
Yeah. I saw him, too, when he was just starting out, the comedy Woman Lions, and it's like you really wouldn't have thought it. He was great as a stand-up, but... Really, to be so good in this show, Better Call Saul.
Yeah, he's
amazing.
Come a long way.
Will Abe Vigoda be in the Barney Miller remake? See what you've started?
Are you getting texts like that?
Jeez,
come
Bill.
On, you guys.
He's dead. The late, great Abe Vigoda.
I know. Yeah. The Emmy Awards will be on Sunday on ABC. And all the categories are listed there on TVShowPatrol.com, correct?
Yeah.
Everything's there.
Yeah.
I love your website. You do a great job with it.
Thank you.
Very, very nice. Kurt, thank you. Have a great weekend. Appreciate it. That's Kurt Wagner.
You too.
TVShowPatrol.com. We'll take a quick break and then more show. News is next. Bill and Wendy, WGN.